So we're passing a sign that says Dell Range Study X Closure. I guess that means they're keeping everything out on the outside. I've heard of an enclosure, but this is an X closure. I think they're trying to study the effects. We didn't go over and look of grazing. And there's an animal. I think it's a big, bold badger off to the right of us. Ooh. Yeah, we'll take a picture of it. Oh, quick like a rabbit. There he is. He's not going to come back.
I'm back.
He's gone. There's a big badger out there. Incidentally, team, badgers are mean. You probably know more about badgers than I do. But they're tough. Just keep on driving. Oh, what am I noticing here? Off on the right, there's a pale brown hill. And notice how earth materials give you a clue of the environments of the past. And obviously, or at least obvious to me, these brown rocks and the rapidly sort of ledge layers are different than the big, bold, great blue limestone that we're going to look for fossils in. And on the right, I think some of you can see the talus slope of a shoreline near the top of this brown hill. And that's probably the Bonneville level. Remember, they're just dozens of layers, hundreds of layers, shorelines. And it's not always, the highest one isn't always the biggest, boldest, baddest. We just crossed a drainage. We've come to an intersection. There is a pole. And I will be amazed if we don't go left. But Peg is going to tell me. Well, I'm wrong. So we're going to go just straight ahead. Our goal is to get into that canyon. So we're going to go around. We're going to stay straight. And we're going to go under the telephone poles. And it looks to me as if we have to get into that canyon by going around the brown layer. Hill slopes. So follow us.